Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Jeff Pilgrim is here to commence another chapter of Office Wife. Every time I try to do the right thing, I finish up in strife. And while I don't want to sound as though I'm sorry for myself, tonight was too much altogether. Harry Palmer had some urgent work to do, and asked would I come to his place and give him a hand during the evening. Well, that was all right. But when I got there, Palmer was still at the office, and Stella Bronson was waiting instead. According to her, she'd turned up to help too. So there I was, stuck in Harry's flat with Stella. Well, I'm not going into details, but it was jolly sticky. Stella went on with a lot of rot about being keen on me, and I had to get out of the double. She'll have to go. I can't have her as my secretary after what went on just now, and I'm not taking any chances with Marcia this time either. I'm going to tell her the lot.
That you, Jeff?
Uh-huh.
Hello, Barry. I didn't expect you to soon.
I'll be with you in a minute.
I'm going to just come in myself. I went over to Uncle Tressida's for half an hour. Well, how did you get on?
I didn't get on.
Oh?
Palmer messed it all up somehow. When I arrived at his flat, he was still at the office. And Stella Bronson was there to open the door for me.
That creature again?
Yes.
What, has she transferred her affections from you to Harry Palmer?
No, they get about together a fair bit, I think. Anyway, tonight she said she was there to help with the work, and I didn't argue with her.
Well, what have you been doing together all this time?
Yeah, we twiddled our thumbs till I got fed up. Palmer was still at the office hunting around for some schedule we couldn't start without, so I decided he could jolly well look out for himself. No, Stella's still there.
I'm jolly glad you're home, at any rate. Darling, what's the matter?
Hmm? Oh, nothing.
There's something on your mind.
No, really.
It seems to me that every time you go out by yourself after dark, you finish up with Stella Bronson.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't try and make out it was my fault this time.
But it does seem odd. Jeff, if you don't actually... Well...
Well, what?
I just thought maybe Stella Bronson makes it her business to be where you are whenever she can.
Maybe she does. I don't know.
You sound absolutely tired out. Jeff, darling, I know I've asked you this dozens of times, but I'll ask you again. Please, for me, get rid of this woman.
Oh, do we have to start again tonight, pet?
But whenever I've mentioned it before, you thought I was trying to run your office for you. This time, Jeff, I'm asking. I'm your wife. Is it too much to ask?
Please, Marcia, not tonight.
All right, darling. Now, I'm so terribly glad you told me yourself that she was there. It makes such a difference.
Well, it shouldn't make too penneth a difference. But never mind that now. I'm going to shove on a bar.
I'll stop watching you, Jeff, when you get rid of that woman. Oh, why won't you? Why? Because you're in love with her?
Well, my Mr. Crezio Borgia, did I give you enough time?
Mm-hmm.
What went wrong?
I changed my mind.
Or did Jeff change it for you?
When it came to the point, I decided I was a fool to waste time on a male goody-two-shoes like Jeff Pilgrim.
Hmm.
Listen, is there a drink in the house?
Yes, and there's nothing I'd like better than to ply you with wine.
Come here, Harry. What does this feel like? Well.
response. This is so sudden.
Do you think I'm repulsive?
Don't be silly. Come on, Stella, what happened? Did he turn you down flat?
He loves his Marcia. Harry, you once said that you could get Pilgrim kicked out of the firm and take over his job, lock, stock, and barrel, if I helped you. You still want to?
Yes.
When can we start?
Oh, it's as bad as that, is it?
It's worse. I'm going to fix Jeff Pilgrim so he'll have to resign, so Marcia will have to divorce him. I'm going to splash that respectable prude all over the front pages. I'm going to make him the laughing stock of every person in this town who's ever heard of Tressida Bendigo. And when I'm finished,
it's
I'm
all
going...
all right, it's all right. I get the idea. Calm down or you bust something.
All I'm going to bust is Jeff Pilgrim, if it takes me 5 years.
You know, this is the first time I've ever really seen it. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Shut up.
I'm sorry to be corny, but it's one of the few platitudes that are really true. Look here, you do need that drink.
I need six.
Well, well. He must have dropped you with a bang.
He did. And how sorry he's going to be. Oh, how sorry.
Good morning, Miss Bronson.
Good morning.
Would you mind leaving that typewriter for a minute? Come and sit down.
You want to talk about last night, I suppose?
We have to. Stella, don't you think you should start looking for another job?
I don't have to look. Benny Puller will take me in 5 minutes.
But what about it, then?
If you can put up with my staying here, so can I.
Yes, but what's the sense? Why do you want to stay? Just so that we'll have a repetition of last night?
There will never be any repetition of last night.
How do you know that next time it won't be my fault?
Forgive me if I answer you with a pitying smile.
Oh, I see. I'm a creature with no blood in my veins, eh?
You said it.
But you could scarcely expect me to double-cross my wife just to prove I'm in full possession of my faculties and sound in mind and limb.
I know, Jeff. I lost my head last night. And I had grown too fond of you. Well, who wouldn't? You're a terribly attractive person.
At the moment, I'd rather be the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well, please let's both forget that I ever made a fool of myself. I'm so sorry. Nothing like it will ever happen again, I promise you.
Honest?
It's out of my system. Never again, Jeff.
Let's shake it. Lord knows, Stella, I'd hate to lose you.
Isn't this being a little one-sided? I must never say anything nice to you, but you can make all the fetching remarks you please.
Very well, then. We both keep our guards up. Is it a deal?
A brand new one. And I'm still your secretary.
Correct. Miss Bronson, you may return to your typewriter.
When I've made your tea, Mr. Pilgrim, look at the clock.
Oh, for the life of me, I don't know if I've done the right thing. How can you fire a woman just because she makes a pass at
you? How did you make out, Stella?
It's all right. I'm still here and firmer than ever.
Well, how did you work it? I'd have sworn you were sunk with all hands.
I can be cagey, Harry. I made him feel ashamed of himself.
What, modestly?
No. I made him feel he hadn't been a man.
Well, we'd better go quietly for a day or two, eh?
Not on your life. Starting today, I'm going to work on him for a contract. Then he won't be able to get rid of me if he wants to. And the other opening rounds are going to be fired at Angela Tennant.
And where are you going to run her to earth?
She practically lives in the Crassius Bar, doesn't she?
Almost takes root.
Good. See you later. I have to brew Mr. Pilgrim's tea. Hello, Mrs. Tennant. Can I squeeze in here?
Hello. You're Jeff Pilgrim's wage slave and second string or something, aren't you?
Which grapevine's that story on?
All of them.
You must get around.
I do, ducks. Want a drink?
Martini, thanks. No olive.
Martini for the lady, Charlie. And you can eat the olive yourself.
Martini's coming up, Mrs. Tennant.
No, seriously, Mrs. Tennant. If you have anything really hot from the waffle iron to impart, you may call me Angela. And if you've already heard it, I go back to calling you Mrs. Tennant.
Just sit here and give. Are you really hot for Jeff Pilgrim? Of course not.
I feel frightfully sorry for him, but what can one do?
Why should you feel sorry for him? Marcy's a jolly nice lass, and as soon as she buries old Tressa to Bendigo, she'll be positively putrid with money. Jeff knew what he was doing there, all right.
Oh, I don't mean that. But it can get horribly awkward when men go about with that ruminant gaze all the time. Really, I get thoroughly embarrassed, don't you?
Oh, the only ones who gaze soulfully at me, darling, are bill collectors. But I presume you mean Jeff. Here's your drink.
Oh, thanks. What's in it, French or Italian?
French, madam.
Oh, good. Yes, of course I mean Jeff. There was that idiotic business of the ermine coat, for instance. He actually wanted me to take it.
No.
But yes. I laughed at him, of course, so all he could do was pass it on to his wife.
Amusing?
Oh, frightfully. I'm seriously considering going somewhere else to work. I think I would if it weren't for Harry Palmer.
Oh, yes. Bright young man. But there, of course, you have to take your place in the queue. Hello. You off?
If you'll excuse me, I'll return your drink another time.
Oh, that's all right. But before you go, let me ask you something, will you?
Of course.
What? Who do you think you're fooling? I'm supposed to pass all this guff along to someone, aren't I?
Well,
who?
Marcia Pilgrim.
Oh. Cheerio.
That Tennant woman's not going to come in as handy as I thought. And it doesn't matter. It was only a reconnaissance, or whatever they call it, anyway. I know what I'm doing, and I know where I'm going, and I'm taking Jeff Pilgrim along with me.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.